Lesson 4. Just Common Sense. Aiden dropped the heavy pot onto his right foot while cooking. Luckily, he did not break any toes, but they were badly bruised. Aiden got a walking stick from a clinic, but neither the doctor nor the nurse gave him any instructions on using it. Aiden thought that using it would be just common sense. However, after a few minutes, Aiden's arm became sore. He tried holding the walking stick in different ways. Aiden soon realized that using a walking stick was not just common sense. There are three questions he thought about. How long should the stick be? How should Aiden hold the stick? And which hand should he use? If the stick is too short, you need to straighten your arm. This means that your weight goes onto your wrist. After some time, your wrists become sore. If the stick is too long, you need to bend your elbow. This makes your shoulders sore. Sticks' handles have long and short ends. Some people hold the short end, some the long end. Others say that ends are not important. They say that your index finger should point down the stick, whichever end is held. Doing this takes some pressure off the hand, letting you use the walking stick for longer. The most difficult question Aiden had was about which hand should hold the stick. He began using the stick in his dominant right hand, but after a few minutes he could not walk well. Then he put the stick in his left hand. Walking was easier, but as his left hand was weaker, he became tired quickly. Using a walking stick seemed easy at first, just a matter of common sense. But now Aiden knows that it is complicated. What should he do?